Carl, take us, what do we got here? What do we got today? We got some cuts.
Well, you actually teased this on Sunday's show, talking about the juicy scoop with Heather McDonald.
Very good. And
the reason why you were excited about this is because she had Rachel Yucatel on. And Rachel is best known probably for being one of Tiger Woods' mistresses. But apparently, she's famous for a lot of reasons. And this was actually, a lot of this stuff was news to me when you were talking about it on Sunday.
Yeah, I was surprised that she somehow made 9/11 all about her. I mean, didn't it seem that she made it all about her?
Yeah, let's start off with, and I don't want to talk about Heather McDonald too much, but I do want to start off with her introducing her guest. And I call this clip, nice prep, Heather.
Was it your fiance or your husband who died in 9/11?
What? It was my fiance.
And there was just the very famous photo of you just in anguish after the horrible 9/11 on the cover of, I can't remember which magazine.
So
the New York Post
is readily available on the first page of Google when you Google her name with an knowledge graph.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
You can see that information. But what I thought was weird about that clip is that she's talking to her almost as if, remember how you got famous? It's almost like it was her first role in Hollywood or something. Don't we know you from the New York Post where you were crying about your fiance being killed? Yeah, that is how you know me.
One of the best days of my life.
That was pretty weird. She goes on to say that, yeah, I was on a picture in every cover of every newspaper in the world. Which, yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
So we talked about that on Sunday, and after the show, I started reading as much as I could. It seems like it was just the cover of the New York Post or the back page, whatever that was.
I never saw it until Tiger Woods put his meat in there.
Exactly. No, his meat.
I know.
God, Tiger!
Can I explain why I said that?
Yes, please.
TMZ today. So ridiculous. TMZ was doing a story about Chris Evans' dick pic.
Yes.
And at the end, you know how they have someone comment?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's
a stranger.
Darrell. Darrell comments, and Darrell's like, yeah, Chris really got his meat all over the internet. And so I don't know why that stuck, but, I mean, how stupid. And Darrell.
I feel like Darrell has better
command. Where's the beef?
I think he has better command of the word in that situation than you did.
If we were to watch Darrell, I think you would agree with me that I'm not sure what he added to the story. But we'll look at that later because Carl is taking us through the juicy scoop.
Where's the beef?
Derailed here.
Sorry.
So you mentioned that she's working for Bloomberg News. She's down in Manhattan. Her fiance, Andy, is in one of the towers, the second tower to get hit. He's on the 104th floor. If you play my track 5, she explains that even when the airplane hit the second tower, she still wasn't worried about it.
What?
When the second plane hit and hit his tower, I immediately knew that it was under him because I could tell by,
right, then,
you know, I was in the news business. You're smart. You get it. You know what's going on. And I could tell where everything was. And I thought he would go upstairs. Again, I really wasn't nervous.
What?
Who?
He wasn't nervous. Her fiance's in the building, just got hit by a plane. I'm in Rochester, New York. People were leaving the building that I was in. People were nervous everywhere. What is she talking about?
I take exception to the fact that she could tell what floor just by looking at the plane where it hit. Because didn't it hit on an angle and go through? Unless,
It was pretty bad. But 104, I would assume, is above it. But still, I wouldn't want to be above that. I'd be losing my mind. Have any woman attached to any man who was above that point would have been shitting bricks.
Yeah.
But she wasn't worried. So good for her.
So this is where she makes the story about her. If you play my track 6, and I think you were talking about this on Sunday, Drew.
Long story short is very soon after, within minutes, I watched his tower fall and everyone in the newsroom watched me watch Andy die.
So first off, I love that her watching her fiance die on 9/11 is a long story short. All right. So anyway, just to get to the point, can you imagine living on? That's how powerful banging Tiger Woods is. That story gets back burnered. Like, this isn't a big deal. We got better things to talk about. But yeah, my fiance was in one of the towers and I watched it happen in real time.
Apparently she also notices that everyone's watching her watch him die. So she's got amazing peripheral vision.
She's the star of her own story. Don't you think other people at Bloomberg would have friends and relatives in those towers that were also watching their friends perish?
That's what I was going to say. I wonder if they were watching her because maybe it was a little, I don't know, maybe she was a little,
Yeah, maybe she looked really good that day. I know what you mean.
Or she was maybe, I don't know. Carl, maybe are you affected than other people. I don't know.
Are you going to get to the kiss that she didn't give him when she left the house?
Oh, no. It's because she had her lipstick on.
Yeah. Were you shocked that she even told that part? I think she thought she was a victim again, and she wasn't the victim. He was the victim because he said, hey, give me a kiss goodbye. This is the last time she ever saw him. She said, I got my lipstick on. And so she was the bitch who wouldn't kiss him because she had her lipstick on. And then she tells the story like, I mean, I don't know what, I don't know why she told that story. I wouldn't tell that story.
She did want to be the victim because she goes, and then the last thing I ever said to him was, don't kiss me, I'm wearing lipstick. And then I called him later that morning. And then we talked after the first plane hit. And then I was talking to him later. I'm like, okay, so that wasn't the last thing you ever said to this guy.
That's right.
I just wonder what like his family, maybe his parents, if they listen to this.
They do because,
I don't know. Maybe they're on wonderful terms.
Maybe you're going to get to that.
Oh, I am going to get to that. Okay. They are not on good terms. But let's talk first about the fact that thankfully they were engaged when he died, track 7.
The fact that he proposed to me before he died is the one thing that gives me credibility in life. You know, like it makes me know that I'm lovable, that I deserve love because somebody like him chose me. And thank God that he proposed to me before he died instead of just that I was just his girlfriend. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No, that makes no sense.
I think she's married with kids now, right?
She's divorced a daughter.
Okay, she's divorced.
She's had a lot of relationships with a lot of people whose names you know.
See, Tiger Woods wasn't even that long ago. That's 11 years ago. Since Tiger Woods, she's married, has a kid, and is divorced.
And they nailed David Boring Anus in between, right? Wasn't that after Tiger? I think it was after Tiger.
Tiger was jealous of him, though.
The guy from Bone.
Yeah.
And I wonder how jealous. Well, Tiger was jealous of Jeter too, because Jeter was banging her when she met Tiger.
And Jeremy London.
That's right. That was that. Tiger Woods is very jealous of a lot of guys.
Yeah, he is.
He had 15 whores.
I know, but he's a goofy looking. I mean, I can see why he'd be jealous of Jeter. Jeter's a mass. I mean, look at Mariah Carey writes 2 songs about Jeter, and all she did was have a fling with him.
Are you saying
Jeter's doing something right?
Sounds like you're into Derek Jeter more than Tiger Woods. Huh?
I just want to say
this. We know Jeet shaves his pubes. We learned that like 5 years ago, right?
It's quite obvious to me that Derek Jeter is a fabulous lover.
Well, remember that romantic moment he had with Mariah Carey on top of the building?
Yeah, there's a song.
She escaped from Tommy Mottola.
Oh, God.
Sing Sing. Sorry, go ahead. Right. We digress.
Next.
That's fine. So Rachel was really glad that they were engaged because obviously she was part of the family, but apparently she wasn't. And if you play my track 9, you'll hear more about this.
Oh,
you know, I had to move out of my apartment that I had with him. His family wasn't very good to me at all. And I think they blamed me for being on the phone with him and keeping him in the building. And
oh, my God.
That's so bad.
I want to point something out here. She said, I had to move out of the apartment. Now, they were in an apartment in Manhattan together, and obviously she couldn't afford it anymore. Immediately she goes, the family wasn't good to me. Translation, I wanted them to pay for my apartment so I continued to live there, and they didn't want to pay for my apartment.
That's weird.
You know,
that's weird, right?
Isn't it amazing how much it becomes about money, too, as it moves along? Because it turns out that if you're engaged to someone, that the family can then choose to give you money. But apparently
but it
they
comes
chose
out of their money.
What no?
And she even says, she goes, they could have chosen to give me money because I was his fiance and they chose not to. I'm like, that's a good decision. I'd rather keep the money too.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Let me ask you guys this, because honestly, I feel like in that situation, and you know, it is tragic and I do feel terrible for her. And I believe that she was upset. I do believe that, but would you expect to get money because your fiance died?
From the family?
No, from anyone. She meant that the family was getting it from the fund.
Oh, okay.
And they could have then given her some, but they didn't, because the money probably came 3 years later and like, oh, fuck Rachel, you could tell that Tiger Woods whore.
I would hope it'd be like one of the last things I would think about.
I would never expect to get money because a family member died.
Yeah.
Can I ask, how long had they been together?
3 years, I think.
3 years.
Allegedly, according to her.
They got engaged in May, and of course that happened in September. So
it's such a weird story. And just the fact,
guys, I have some really good news for you though.
Okay.
She did get money from the Red Cross track 10.
The Red Cross gave me I'm going to get the number wrong, but I want to say about $50,000. I was able to find enough money to literally go buy an apartment on the Upper West Side and like find some stability in this and like be okay and learn how to be on my own.
Oh, phew. She was able to get a place on the Upper West Side. For a second there, I thought she got to move to the Village or maybe Astoria, Queens. Oh, my God. Thank goodness.
Wait,
the Upper West Side?
For 50 grand? I got to question her.
Well, you know, by the way, she says finances. She says she thinks it was wrong. No, you know how much the Red Cross gave you. It must have been more than that. If she says she doesn't remember, it's got to be more. It can't be less. You wouldn't exaggerate the amount.
No.
Oh, boy.
I mean, how unrelatable is that, though? Because she got a nice right. little place in the Upper West Side and 50 grand. And
the worst part of the story is
dead,
for people.
But yeah.
The worst part of the story is for people who've donated to the Red Cross to think that their money's going to Rachel Yucatel so she can get a place on the West Side.
As I said the other day, if they only knew that that money went to her and that place on the Upper West Side, I don't know if they'd be too happy.
Well, plus, she was working for Bloomberg at the time, and she's like, and they let me take a month off. So she got a month off paid. She went down to Brazil to figure out who she was and then came back and then worked for Bloomberg again. And then she got pulled out to Las Vegas to go run this club and be this VIP hostess. She lives a charmed life.
Yeah.
Yeah. She does not want for anything.
Pretty charmed.
Honestly,
privilege, no doubt about that.
She did lose a fiance and then
I agree. The media
coverage after Tiger. But once again, that's because of something she did.
I feel like, honestly, the media coverage after Tiger, wasn't that kind of good for her? I mean, for her, in her? I mean, it's Rachel. Everybody look at Rachel. And isn't that what she likes? I mean, she has an Instagram account. She posts really hot pictures on there.
Yeah.
If she really wanted to keep her profile, I don't want people knowing stuff about me. Would she really be posting those pictures?
You're 100% correct. And the best evidence for that is how often do we hear about that Perkins waitress that threw a tampon out the window? Yeah. Nobody even knows who the fuck she is. She wasn't going out looking for attention.
She's not blaming her silence.
I'm not always on my period.
If you go through Tiger's Who's Dated Who, I'm telling you, you go, wait, what? This girl? I mean, look at just the thumbnails of the women, you know?
Oh, boy, that's some talent right there.
Oh, Lindsay Vonn.
Right. Rachel Yucatel, I don't know who that is. Kalika somebody. She's hot.
Jocelyn James.
Oh, man.
I remember Corey wrist one off.
That's right, yes.
Mindy Lawton, that's the Perkins waitress.
Oh, gross. She looks like a Perkins waitress.
Looks like she's on a period.
I want to talk about how she met Tiger Woods, because I find this to be the most damning thing about Tiger. If you play track 13.
And so then where do you meet Tiger Woods?
Well, I first met Tiger Woods. I was dating Derek Jeter.
Oh.
And Tiger was sleeping over at Derek's house.
Okay.
And he was the guest in the guest bedroom and he was just a buddy. And I remember he was smoking. We were opening up Derek's window and he was smoking a cigar out the window or something. And we just became
friendly.
A nice
guest.
So I fucked him.
Translation. Tiger was hitting on his buddy's girlfriend.
Yeah, in his buddy's house.
In his buddy's house, he's letting him stay over. And he's like, hey, this chick's hot. Why don't you go over and smoke a cigar with me?
And if he's opening the window, obviously Derek Jeter doesn't want him smoking a cigar in his place.
No, but I don't feel too bad for Jeter because he was probably banging three chicks downstairs who were hotter.
Yeah, true. Tiger did him a favor.
That's probably true.
That could well be. Yeah, he got Jeter leftovers.
I got to point out, what's the name of this show again that she did?
Juicy Scoop. The Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald.
I cannot tell the voices apart.
Yeah, I know.
That's tough. It's tough. I mean, if one wasn't asking questions, the other answering it.
They're from the same milieu, as you'd say.
Uh-huh.
So on my track 14, this is where we get started to get into poor Rachel.
Oh, great.
She is such the victim of this.
And there are people that go through scandals like that that are able to sort of slip out of it. And it's harder for a woman, I think. And, you know, I deserve my own stand up and share moment, you know, like Tiger gets to win awards and, you know, or win his different tournaments. And he gets to come out of things and have mishaps and get up again. And people want to cheer for him. But, you know, the women don't get that so much.
What? Does she not realize this was way worse for Tiger than it was for her? This was terrible for Tiger Woods. His career still hasn't recovered from this.
Well, her name has barely been mentioned in the last 10 years. And why is that? Well, isn't I hate to put it this way, but isn't she really, wasn't she a receptacle for Tiger Woods?
Not only that.
Wasn't she just a receptacle to deposit
Tiger
semen?
Was the one who was married. He was the one who was, you know, the adulterer in this.
Not yeah. That, why doesn't she go enter a fucking golf tournament and win it then? If she
What does she need people cheering for her? Oh my God, your bottle service is incredible, Rachel!
Yes! They both say women always get the short end of the stick in these affairs because people are cheering for Tiger. Tiger's a professional athlete.
That's his job.
That's how you get people to cheer for you.
Yes.
I mean, she obviously gave him very good friction for his penis. I mean, that's something to be cheered.
What does she do now?
What happened?
Oh, thanks, Mama Woods. What does she do? What does Yucatan? I feel like you've mentioned it, but I just don't remember.
He opened up a retail store for children's clothing in the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Oh, where her apartment is.
She loves
great.
Children.
Yeah.
She loves children. So I bet she says that.
In the Upper
she did
West.
That for a while, and then she stopped doing that. And right now, she's looking at maybe becoming a Real Housewife of New York.
Oh, great. Good. Give her an Emmy so she can have her award.
Oh, a Real Housewife of New York? Oh, yeah. God.
But she's not married.
Well, not I think they'll make an exception for her.
No, I'm a stickler for the facts of, of reality shows.
Amen.
Now, she didn't really break down the affair with Tiger too much because she has signed up to be on an HBO docuseries about Tiger Woods' affair. So I'm sure that's a pretty good paycheck coming her way as well.
Yeah. That's going to be a good docuseries.
I'll watch it.
I'm definitely intrigued.
It's going to be 70 hours long.
Right?
If you talk to every girl.
Oh,
so,
well,
again,
the docuseries, it's on Tiger?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah, not her. Who cares about her?
Yeah.
Well, unless they
still watch it.
Unless they have the footage of when her fiancé died.
Did, what the producers did is they went and they collected each time that you guys ran this at WRIF.
WRIF wishes Eldrick, Tiger Woods, and his lovely wife, Elin, the very best as they try to rekindle their love in private.
What happened?
In the meantime, let's hit the skank tote board. Tiger's alleged extramarital affair total is now... The most 30? Recent receptacle is...
Rachel, you could tell.
Who earns her living as a professional...
Whore.
Tiger's newest slut, on a scale of 1 to 10, rates a...
10.
Mother of God, check this hoe out. She's got the nicest...
body.
She fell hard for Tiger and finally remembers his...
Wiener.
And Tiger thought enough of her to let her help empty his bag for a total of...
2 months.
What a... Repeating, Tiger's alleged extramarital affair total is now... The newest 50. Dumpster is...
Rachel, you could tell.
And man, she's got a nice...
Ass.
This has been a Tiger Skank Tote Board Update.
Way to go, Tiger.
WRIF wishes Tiger and Elin the very best as they attempt to rekindle their love and future.
What happened?
You know, that was the gift that wouldn't stop giving. There was a new girl. Wasn't there like every 2 days there was a new girl?
Yeah, there's very few stories where there's something new every day. Tiger was one, and it was right after Thanksgiving, right? Didn't
yeah.
It break over Thanksgiving. And another one was when Charlie Sheen was going nuts every day.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
on Dan Patrick's show
was great.
Every day. I mean,
that
there was something
awesome.
New.
I think Tiger was more long-lasting, though, because Tiger, first of all, remember how angry he was at first? That, oh, yeah. The media's being so mean to Elin. And the fact was, he was letting Elin hang out there to dry. She couldn't do anything. And Tiger's just sitting in there doing nothing, going nowhere. So no one can bother Tiger.
I know. After she saved his life, too. By breaking that window and pulling him out from the car.
I just, that story was incredible. It had everything in it. And then when all the sluts were done, then it was like, I'm going to sexual rehab for sex addiction. And
the
then, of course,
was huge.
I'm sorry I let everybody down.
Remember, yeah, the apology yeah. at the end, which was carried on every... Carl, did you see the apology?
Of course, I love that.
Who didn't see it? We stayed on till 11:30 that day and played the whole thing straight
Worth
through.
It.
And it was just... Who does that? It was, wasn't that just to keep
a
the
narcissist.
Sponsors?
Yeah, and it worked.
It did.
It worked.
But I just remember his best, he had like 10 friends who flew in from around the country to
high-five them.
To hear the apology in person.
High-five them and go, bro,
Mom's
man, why didn't you,
row.
You remember that, Tiger?
Kind of.
Huh?
Why didn't we do this when I was hanging out with you, man?
I can't imagine being flown into a friend's apology and being like, you know, Tiger, you really screwed up, man. I guess I'm going to forgive you, though.
No,
fuck no. You wouldn't do that. You go, hey, that was a nice, hot bunch of chicks, man. You're pretty good.
Let's hit a round of golf.
Film's a bitch anyway.
tell us all about it. Yeah.
Tiger's mother, Kaltita.
What? All right. Where are we at, Carl? Sorry.
Are we moving
back,
on to...
Get us back on track.
Yeah. Where are we?
Hold on. Speaking of the media, I love that Rachel's always the victim, and it's always just happening to her, everything. If you play my track 15, she talks about this.
I was branded, really, as the victim. And then 10 years later, I was branded the villain.
Huh? It's not the media. You were the victim when your fiance died in 9/11.
Yeah.
And then you were the adulteress when Tiger was sleeping with you in 2009. It has nothing to do with the media portrayal of you. That's just who you were at the time.
Contextually, she's not talking about being a victim in the Tiger Woods thing, is she? At all?
She says villain.
No, I know, villain. But victim is applicable to 9/11, not when the Tiger Woods story broke, correct? Okay.
No, she's not talking about 2010 and 2020. She's talking about 2001 and 2010.
And 2010, I got you.
And I think the media got it right.
Yeah, well.
Right. And so I have another example where she acts like everything happens to her. If you play my track 17.
And so I was at someone's wedding in Vegas, and they said, you're glowing or whatever. I said, I'm pregnant. And they said, why don't you guys get married? So me, always up for an adventure, said, great idea. So we went and got our marriage certificate.
What?
We went and got married at the Little White Chapel.
So She didn't have any control over this. She was in Vegas. And so I was like, you guys should get married. She's like, oh, okay. And then she was married for 4 months. It didn't work out.
Is that where she got the baby?
No, yes. she was already pregnant.
Oh, I see. Okay, so she's knocked up.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
I guess she was the victim of the pregnancy, too.
Right. Everything just happens to her. She has no control over any of this stuff happening.
It's almost like she didn't think of getting married to that guy either until someone suggested it.
Right.
Does she not have a piercing voice, too?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So let's talk about celebrity rehab real quick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Celebrity rehab comes calling. And by the way, she did do celebrity rehab. She was out for 3 weeks, made $500,000.
What?
Pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good.
What? For housing Tiger. So she got paid basically probably, $100,000 every time she banged him.
So I thought this was really funny because they call her up and she says, I don't have any addictions. I don't know what you're talking about. How can I be on celebrity rehab? And they explain to her what her addiction is, track 16.
So they said, well, you're a love addict. And I said, love addict, that is so dumb. I don't even know what that means. So they were like, listen, will you just fly to LA and come talk to Dr. Drew? And I had seen Dr. Drew on TV, and I thought he was just the cutest thing ever. And I was like, well,
did she nail him?
Maybe.
So she's not a love addict, she's a star fucker.
Yeah.
And she just proved it right there.
That's right.
She's like, oh, there's a celebrity who wants to talk to me? All right, I'll get on an airplane. Let's do this.
Right, she's a star fucker.
So did she acknowledge that she made $500,000 for that?
She said it was like $400,000, but on Wikipedia it says $500,000.
Oh, well, she never knows how much money people are giving her, so it's really tough.
How embarrassing.
Money coming to her just happens like everything else.
Very privileged life.
So not this bad. Is Starfucker confirmed, track 19, where she has to do some more name dropping.
Also, I dated, I don't know if you know this about me, I dated Brett Boone, who's like a major baseball player. His brother is now the manager of the Yankees.
Ooh.
Aaron Boone. Anyways, doesn't matter. But I met him on Facebook. He just randomly
Fuck Bob Boone, too.
She met on
Matt
Facebook.
Altman, who's on Millionaire Listing.
Oh,
his brother
of course.
Is Josh Altman.
Yes.
Met him on Facebook. He wrote me. We dated for a couple months.
What? Oh, my God. Do you know how many people are going to flood her Facebook Messenger to try and nail her?
Was
that
just
easy, guys.
That just part of her resume that she couldn't stand not to be added to her visit there?
Brett Boone and the guy from I don't even know what the show was.
What was the show, Carl?
Some rehab, celebrity, not rehab, but like house rehab thing? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was some HGTV
Met him on Facebook.
Show.
He just randomly wrote me. Matt Altman, who's on Millionaire Listings.
Oh, Matt Altman, Millionaire Listings.
Millionaire Listings, okay.
there's the guy from the show Bones that I think, I don't know if we were talking about.
That's Boreanaz, isn't it?
David Boring Anus, yeah. I think that's how it's pronounced. What is a boring anus anyway?
Well, she's incredible, man. God, a shrink would just have a ball with this piece, wouldn't they?
She was sleeping with him while his wife was pregnant. And the reason why they broke up is because she gave birth, and she was all upset that he was with his wife while she gave birth.
Are you kidding
me? Did she say that on Juicy Scoop?
Yes!
She did? Oh, my God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What, Carl, is that a cut, or can you paraphrase what she said?
Yeah, so basically she goes, he kept telling me that they were not having, they're having marital problems, and they were going to break up. And then all of a sudden I see on TMZ that his wife gives birth, and there he is in the photo. And I was like, what's up with that?
Oh my God. What's up with them? And this is post Tiger and Elin. You would think maybe she would have developed some sympathy for a wife, much less a pregnant one.
Oh, my.
He's always the villain, though.
Oh, poor Rachel.
She portrays her as the villain, a poor girl.
All right. Well, you know what I got to do? Just a quick break, and then Carl, can you give us about 3 minutes? Or we have Dr. Phil cuts?
Sounds good.
Can you cut it down to about 3 minutes or 4 minutes?
Yeah, whatever. All right. Need.
And I was surprised to hear you mention the Dr. Phil podcast, just because we're so inundated with Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
But you know, Dr. Phil, we always come back to Dr. Phil somehow. I mean, he had the whatchamacallit girl.
Yeah, Cash Me Outside.
Cash Me Outside girl. That was, I mean, I have to credit him for that. That was an incredible episode. It launched a giant career.
Yeah, but give her some credit.
I do.
She really, she really took advantage of the situation.
And didn't she
tell it to Dr. Phil?
I think she said, I made your show.
Yeah. Yeah, Oprah made you.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Okay, so Dr. Phil's doing true crime.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
True crime podcast called Mystery and Murder Analysis by Dr. Phil. And I have a theory on...
No one asked for this podcast, Dr. Phil.
That sounds too crazy. It sounds like a puzzle, like a where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I have a theory on why he's doing this show. And I think it has to do with the only sponsor that he has on the show, Play by Track 20.
Hey, you guys know my wife, Robin McGraw, has Robin McGraw Revelation, which is a great skincare product. And one of hers is called Let There Be Bright. This is a triple action brightening serum. It brightens the complexion and even skin tone with this seriously fast-acting serum that combines Lumiskin, lactic acid, and vitamin C. It's RobinMcGrawRevelation.com. That's the only place you
He's
can get it.
He's got a cold for the read, by the way. He couldn't do a second take on that when he didn't have a cold.
It was supposed to be a 10-second read, too, and it ended up being 28 because he talks slow.
He missed an ingredient. There's also snake oil in that product. I like that this is for brighter skin. Who wants brighter skin? Is that a thing?
How about that?
I've never even heard of that.
Is he suggesting, could it be possible that this is for African-American women who want to lighten their skin? Is it Dr. Phil?
I hope that's not what this is about. I never thought about it was brighter skin.
No, that is really weird.
I thought, when you said there was a meaning behind it, I didn't know his wife sold snake oil. I assumed it was one of his kids was going to be producing it, like they produced the TV show and other things that he just lifts them along.
He does, yeah.
They do.
You know, it's one thing to have his wife in the show and she'd always join him at the end because the show's a lot about relationships. But when he started putting the kids in there and that one kid dates Playboy model after Playboy model, and they did a show on, you know, what looking good or looking bad will do for you. And they decided to take someone really attractive and make them unattractive. And they used his son.
Oh,
and I'm like,
crazy.
He's not that hot. He is not that hot to be the sample of someone who is great looking and is going to look bad looking for a couple interactions.
Maybe they brightened his skin to make him look worse.
What's going on here?
I will say this, Carl, you don't know this, but Drew, I don't wonder if you remember this. It must have been right when he was getting really, really huge and we had the opportunity to interview him, but they said we had to interview his son.
Right.
And we're just like,
nah, no thanks.
No thanks.
We don't want to talk to either one then.
I think we said, we'll talk to Dr. Phil.
Yeah,
it was very empowering. No, it's him and his son, or forget it. And we said, okay, forget it.
Not going to do that.
Yeah. It's fine.
Suck it, Phil.
All right, so there's a few things that I wanted to analyze on this show, but since we're running short on time, I want to go through the true crime tropes that are going on in this podcast. I'm not a huge true crime fan, but I know it's a huge genre and it has a huge audience. They're just consistent things that every single one of these shows do. And one of them is you have to tease all the craziness that's coming up in the story that you're about to hear about. Track 21.
I never could have guessed what would ultimately transpire.
that I was about to become enmeshed in a case of outlandish lies, stealing, and ultimately a shocking polygraph test.
Like
a shocking polygraph test?
Like every.
Thank you, Drew. I'm glad you picked up on that. I actually listened to all four parts of this series to find out what the conclusion was. It drew me in a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Guess what the polygraph, the amazing results were? The guy was lying.
He was lying.
Shocking would be if he told the truth.
Right.
Of course.
It was just like he was being, deceiving us a bit. Oh, okay. Great.
I want more Phil. Then, give me another one to play.
And then another trope is you have to let the audience know that this can happen to anyone. Track 22.
could have been you.
The repetitious nature of the fact that children in America can just simply go off the grid, can simply go missing, and no one notice is so very, very troubling.
Slow down, Phil.
Like that could have been me.
That's troubling.
I hate Wait, that.
How does no one notice when a kid goes missing? No one notices?
This does not happen.
That's what I was going to say. I hate it because people think that stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, like kids that's just true.
And it's way more safer today than it's ever been for kids. Yep.
Yeah, it is. And people won't let their kids ride the bike to a house three houses away.
No.
And
how about that?
Because you'll end up with that.
All right, two more cuts, Carl.
Two more cuts. Perfect. So track 31, you got to get the titillating, sensational story out there.
They found multiple fractures on her body, including her ribs, mandible, bilateral scapula, and four vertebrae. These, the fractures documented at autopsy, are consistent with multiple blunt force injuries over a prolonged period, wrote the medical examiner.
I'm talking, of course, about murder porn. Murder porn?
Carl, you said this was a multi-part...
It's four parts, isn't it?
Four episodes, yeah.
Could it, in all honesty, could it have been one part?
They draw it out so much. The other thing that I wanted to play for you guys, we're running out of time, is Dr. Phil repeats himself so much. He thinks the audience is stupid. I think he might be right about that.
But Jamie,
the same thing over
the adopted
and over
brother,
again.
Claimed Erica had been missing not for 2 days, not for 3 days, but for 2 years. He told police she was missing because their adopted parents had killed her and buried her in their backyard. That's right. He tells police that his sister had been missing for 2 years and that her adopted parents had killed her and buried her in their backyard.
Yeah, backyard. Yeah, you just said that.
Oh, man.
How about that?
You know, I think it is a stretch. Because honestly, Carl, I was listening to it and he's reading.
Yeah.
It's a script. Awesome. Somebody else is doing all the work. They just want Dr. He's basically a voice talent for the show.
And you're right, Mark. If he would talk like a normal person, he could cram. If you just put this thing on 1.5 times speed, he'll sound normal and you'll fly through it.
That's Amen. Actually how I listen to it, which is it's sounding weird to me now when you guys are playing it in real time. Last clip, guys. Just every murder porn needs a money shot. Track 32.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine an innocent little girl voluntarily taken in by a family, only to be beaten and abused so horrifically that they couldn't tell which of the injuries might have ended her life.
Ah, yes, drop the loads in your mouth.
Oh, God. Ah.
That was rather dramatic.
Phil.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, great stuff, Carl. And who is on Who Are These Podcasts this weekend?
Thank you so much. So this weekend, we're reviewing a podcast called Life by Design. It stars Christy Love and her husband. Christy Love is a porn actress.
Yeah.
And this is a podcast under the business category.
Really?
Well,
sounds like a great one.
I'm excited about this.
We also have the great Ryan Long, who's going to be the co-host this weekend. Ryan Long, very funny comedian, has got some great YouTube videos, puts one out every Monday.
Carl, you follow the comedy community a lot.
I do.
In fact, you just had a show about, Bert, Tim Dillon and...
Oh, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura?
That's
Two Bears, One Cave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't understand the appeal of Bert Kreischer. I just don't get it.
I know people that like him. I don't understand it. I don't know.
Do your Bert Kreischer episodes do well?
Yeah, we actually get more hate from people when we do Bert Kreischer episodes. We get so many people pounding on us after we do that.
Huh.
I think it's a great show to critique because he is big, and I feel like there's a major phoning in going on. Major. And, I don't know about the other guy. But anyway, okay, we'll look forward to Who Are These Podcasts, a little porn-centric, porn business-centric this week, and that'll be available on Sunday morning, correct?
That's right. WhoAreThese.com, or just look for us, Who Are These Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for having me again, guys.
Okay, Carl. We'll see you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Carl. Who Are These Podcasts? W.